Can. Sorry about that.
You ready, Mr. Duranko? Well, good morning, everyone. It is now 9 a.m. Today is Tuesday, November 1st. Happy November. Seems like this 2022 has just flown by. At this time, I want to ask all of you to rise for an invocation by Commissioner Tony Haas.
Dear Lord, thank you for another day. We ask for your wisdom and strength for all we face today. We are grateful for your guidance for every decision that we make, and thank you for our many blessings. With gratitude, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And today, we welcome our Commissioner Luis Lopez is joining us virtually. Commissioner, would you please lead us on the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, a nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Excuse me.
Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you, Commissioner Luis Lopez, and wishing you, hopefully there is nothing there, and a speedy recovery, sir. Roll call, Mr. Duranko.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Here via Zoom.
Commissioner Haas.
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
I am here. Approval of the agenda, Mr. Duranko, do we have any changes to the agenda?
Commissioner, one change to the agenda, that is the board to remove item 9, CRS 24-6-402, print 4 in print, print B in print, A chamber.
Hey, do we have any questions, any discussion? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda as listed.
Move for approval of the agenda.
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. So we're going to go with the new agenda. Consideration of minutes. We're going to be joined this morning by a group of by Mr. Ray Odom, and he said he'd be here about 9:15. So we're going to take this section 2, and when he walks in the room, we'll go back to do a presentation by him. So at this point, let me go back to section 3, reading of correspondence, commissioner committee reports. Commissioner Luis Lopez, would you like to go first?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. And again, I apologize for not being in person. However, I didn't want to get anybody sick, whatever. I have a sore throat or whatever it may be. So I'll make it brief due to my vocal being an issue this morning. I have had quite a few amount of meetings in the past couple of weeks. In particular, most importantly would be the Front Range Passenger Rail last Friday, where the Front Range Rail is now going to be discussing with the City of Trinidad the raise grant, $23 million that was awarded to the City of Trinidad for the remainder of the Southwest Chief Rail, and we'll start negotiating with the city how to proceed. I've met with city officials, and I think this is the best route to have the Front Range Rail take over that grant and proceed with the rail, specifically because these are rail people, and the City of Trinidad is not rail oriented or don't have the infrastructure or the know-how to move forward. Also, at that meeting, we proposed an offer to an executive director, and it looks like we have an executive director will be taking over for the Front Range Rail, which is another good step. We've secured a legal counsel. We've secured all of the bylaws and statutory requirements, and now we're in a really good place to move forward. I'm really excited to see and to be on the forefront of this organization. Again, I will advocate 100% that a rail is brought to Los Animas and Huerfano County. If at all, we are included in the taxing district if that becomes a ballot measure. but I'll advocate for that to make sure that that occurs. Also had a Council of Governments board meeting, which finalizing some budget issues and response from all of our directors. I'd like to remind the board that we are still needing a replacement for Council of Governments to take over the commodities program. And if Chairman, you could reach out to Mr. Aragon with DHS to see if his organization would see or how they would feel about moving forward with that. Other than the other meetings that you guys will all probably mention on, I will hold and yield at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for that report. And yeah, keep us abreast on the real developments. One of the things that, one of the questions indeed I have in the last couple of days is the taxing district getting ready to be set up, and is that going to be put to the voters? And that, if you have an answer, that would be a proper time to address that.
Yeah, the board hasn't decided whether or not to take that initiative at this point, but I'm sure it will come to its forefront or come to a head within the next 6 months, especially now initiating an executive director to present that to the board. It's very difficult for board members to make these decisions upon themselves, but having an executive director will assist. And if they do so, then it'll be proposed to the board, and the board will make a decision whether or not to put that on the ballot. And we'll have to wait and see. I don't know if it'll happen this coming year of 2023, but probably more than likely in 2024. There's so much work to get done, and I don't think it could be accomplished within the next 6 months to meet the statutory requirements of the June or July deadline of a ballot measure to the Secretary of State. So maybe, but more than likely not. But again, if it does go to the vote, I will advocate, if this Los Animas and Huerfano County are in that taxing district, that a rail is planned to come all the way to the south end of Los Animas County and through Huerfano County. Because if not, then I will propose to the board that we remove these two counties out of the taxing district before we go to the vote of the people.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tony Haas.
It was a busy couple of weeks. On the 21st, I attended the executive board of CTSI when they met to go over budget and welcome the new the Alamosa DA as a new client, and to terminate Norwood membership that they count on cheaper services. You get what you pay for, and I think they'll find that out. On the 24th, the National Association of Counties Ag and Rural Affairs Committee met to discuss the new rulemakings regarding poultry labeling and preparation due to the ongoing outbreaks of salmonella. People are microwaving breaded poultry that is supposed to be baked. It's just unfathomable to me. But then on the 26th, Commissioner Lopez and I attended the military summit. We got to sit at a pretty robust power table and talk to the new Sergeant Major Brown. And one of the items that we talked at length about was moving the pipeline from the center of the base to the perimeter. And the take I have on that is I would support that as long as it would take the thoughts of expansion off the table. And this would let them utilize the base to its full capacity. And if we don't let them do that, we justify the need for them to expand. On the 27th, we had a source energy presentation here in the chamber on battery storage that does not use lithium, but graphene. These batteries store a solar or wind charge overnight, and the batteries don't get hot. They don't require cooling. Also, the graphene batteries are 90% biodegradable with no harm to the environment. Also on the 27th, as soon as that meeting was over, I went up to the entrance to the Fisher Peak Park where Governor Polis cut the ribbon to an additional 11 miles of trail. CPW was excited to announce that 11 miles of hiking and biking trails, finished trails, to be opened in addition to the 8 miles that are already open. ahead of schedule. Dan Gibbs from DNR, Crystal Driving were a couple of the presenters. Also on the 27th, I had a meeting with Kate Greenberg, and the Ag, Wildlife, and Rural Affairs Committee has a monthly meeting with her to stay abreast of topics that pertain to rural Colorado and agriculture and what might be posing a challenge to our industry. And what we did learn was there's BLM is proposing new rulemakings for grazing, as well as gas and oil drilling. The presentation was done by Les Owens. Maggie Baldwin then gave an update on the avian flu and the effects that affects poultry. And there have been both outbreaks at backyard and commercial growers. This virus is carried by the wild bird population and is very difficult to control. Colorado has had 6 outbreaks, 4 of which were in Weld County, 1 on the western slope, and most recently an outbreak in the Denver Zoo. Also, CDA is offering grant opportunities for rural mental health, as well as next generation scholarships for rural ag kids, such as your 4-H and FFA kids, and offering paid apprenticeship programs. The opening of that grant process, the closing is November, so, and it'll open back up in June. On the 28th, I attended a DNR meeting with Keep Colorado Wild Pass. Senate Bill 20-168 is regarding this pass. It's a new annual pass that will grant entry to state park and public lands. It's opt-in or opt-out. You can take advantage of this when you register your vehicle. It costs $29. And the funds would be for a portion of the funds would be used for search and rescue, along with maintenance and building of new trails. Also on the 28th, there was a webinar training through CCI on noxious weeds, invasive pests, and the role of local governments. The meeting was held in cooperation with the Colorado Weed Management Association, Colorado Association of Conservation Districts, Colorado Municipal League, and of course, Colorado Department of Ag. The training reviewed county roles related to noxious weed and invasive pest management, as well as reviewing new programs created through recent legislation and finding funding and resources available for local governments. Some of the pests that were identified, we have a Japanese beetle outbreak in Grand Junction, and the weeds that we're watching are myrtle spurge, which is a list A, the yellow, the short thistle that is highly transmittable. They're watching it. It's in California. It's taken over their landscape, and they're trying to make sure that it doesn't reach Colorado. And of course, our cheatgrass, which is a list C. Then on the 1st of November, we had a CCI hosted a deep dive into the wildland urban interface. This bill is still in the planning stages. Governor Polis initiated the push for stricter fire codes after the tragic fire in Boulder last year. The rules and regs at this time would have an unelected board with the authority of both current fire chiefs and elected officials. This mandate would cost every household approximately $7,000 to comply, much like the forced electrification bill. More unfunded mandates to our county and our citizens. At this time, current commissioners around the state are opposed to a blanket statewide code. Instead, rural counties would like the opportunity to opt out of this elected board, the WUI code, and make their own code to deal with their county specifically. One size doesn't fit all, we recognize that. Also, there would be no appeal process for citizens, and the WUI board would have sole authority over appeals and processes. So if an individual was having a financial crisis, maybe an illness, and they wouldn't have the opportunity to come before this board of authority. If the county chooses not to go forward with the WUI code recommendations and not to enforce it, then the state will take over and the state will enforce it. And that's my report, sir.
Thank you, sir. Just want a couple of pretty much the same meetings that my fellow commissioners attended. We had a very important meeting on October 19th at the Fichara Mountain Resort. And this was to highlight all the fire mitigation that is taking place on the area from highways. Well, if you haven't had an opportunity, as you're going to on Highway 12 past Monument Lake, you'll see some fire mitigation. At least what they're hoping to do is a couple hundred feet on each side of the road. Should a fire break, that would be a fire stoppage that it wouldn't cross from one side of the highway to the other side. So that was a very, very well attended presentation. Some of the fire chiefs and associations from the local area were there and really highlighting the great strides that are taking place. And so we had an opportunity to, on behalf of the county, we have given letters of support to some of the entities that are processing and applying for grants to continue this fire mitigation. On October 20th, NACO, the National Association of Counties, the West Region, we had a meeting, and on this particular one, Finance Director Coverly, one of my questions that I had for the group was, once we apply for PILT, the additional dollars that we have is, we don't have to apply again. So it's a one-time application, and so we're set up for the disbursement of the second year. That was one of the most important things that they addressed. October 24th, we had on the opioid settlement, Region 19. We came up with a plan, although it is not 100% there yet, for year 2024, there is an opportunity for this region to get approximately about $2.7 million. And that's going to be year one. Now, the appropriations will go on for 18 years. We know that year two is going to be a whole lot less. But this is kind of the way we broke them out. And we're still in negotiations with Pueblo County. They're the fiscal agent for this particular region. 4% of the funds for the administration of the of this particular program. And startup costs we put in there, just looking at what we need from promotions to publicity and RFPs and so on, $50,000. The way the rest of the funds are broken out is prevention and education 30%, treatment 30%, recovery 20%, harm reduction 10%, and criminal justice 10%. And so we have dollars allocated to each one of these line items with a total amount of about $2.7 million. And this is as the entire board on Region 19 came together. We think that it's as close as it's going to get, and so we should be able to get the first dollars early on 2023. And then I'll tell you, Region 19, we are way ahead of pretty much the majority of the counties. The Commissioner Luis Lopez and Tony has pretty much covered the rest of the meetings. Let me see here. Oh, one thing, the Source Energy, when we met with them last on 27th, so last Thursday, we had a presentation at the county fairgrounds. And one of the things that they had it on display was this capacitor, i.e. a battery, that was being charged with a regular generator to provide enough energy from this capacitor, if you will, to a house. But there's a ton of information out there. We think that it could be a possibility for consumers here in Los Angeles County, but since Los Angeles County is not a broker of utilities, we certainly just facilitated the work session with them and hoping that consumers take advantage of that. And we have more information, contact information, if anyone would be interested in I learned more about this. That would be my report, and I see Ray Oliva is
just well.
He was here. Well, let me go out while he gets back here. Let me go to section four, elected officials update. I received a text message from our Las Animas County assessor. No updates. Do we have anybody from the clerk and recorder's office? Do we have anyone from the treasurer's office?
Good morning. This is Donna.
Yes, good morning.
The only update. Hi, how are you guys?
Fine, how are you?
Good. The only update I have right now is we are getting ready for our tax sale on December 1st, which will be on a Thursday at 10 o'clock a.m. in the commissioner's chambers. And also we will be advertising three times in November, starting the 3rd in the Huerfano Journal this year. And at this time, there is approximately 640 parcels that we'll be advertising, but it'll probably cut maybe to around 400 by the time tax sale comes around.
Okay.
And that's about all I have.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Leonetti. I appreciate that update. Do we have anyone from the sheriff's office? Mr. Navarrete? Anyone from the district attorney's office? Mr. Solano? Anyone from the coroner's office? Mr. Berkley? Anyone from our county surveyor? Mr. Gary Terry? All right, at this point in time, it takes us to a public comment, and we have Mr. Ray Odom, just in time, sir. Welcome. You wanted to surprise a few individuals in the community, so please, sir, welcome and go ahead.
Good morning, commissioners. Thanks for having me here today. Today is another special day. And I know these veterans are outstanding citizens here in the Los Angeles County. Don't know why they're here. thank you for your support, by the way. So, today, what I wanted to do is thank y'all for giving me the opportunity every year to come and give a word to our citizens of Los Angeles County for the outstanding job that they've been doing. First person I'm going to call up is Gerald and Denise Renner. come on up here. I want to talk about them a little bit. So, Gerald is an Air Force veteran. And an Army veteran, American Legion, and he also runs our Veteran Trust Fund grant that's given to us from the state. Bernice, she's retired, okay? I kind of know their story. She's retired. She worked with DHS. However, she helps run that grant. And I mean, since we've had that grant, we have helped a lot of veterans here in Los Angeles County. And that's all the way to Branson, Kim, all the way up Highway 12, all the way to Aguilar. So it's been a great thing that we have here. And so I just want to, you know, let y'all know that we thank y'all for everything that y'all have done. And again, the commission, they gave me this opportunity to pick a couple of people in our community and recognize them. So with that being said, from my heart, and I know from a lot of the veterans who y'all have helped here in the community, thank y'all again. If you don't mind, do y'all have anything y'all would like to say? Or
no.
Okay, well, come on up here and I will answer the commission.
Oh, one question. Jerry, were you a pilot? Were you a pilot?
No, okay. I was a helicopter repairman staff. I was awarded my air crewman's badge after X amount of hours flying on a Huey helicopter.
I was going to ask you how, if you were a pilot, how did you fit in that?
I was a helicopter. I didn't fit in my bed, but I fit in. I had a 6-foot bed that didn't work out.
Well, Mr. Odom, thank you so much. And if I may, let me take just a brief moment to say thank you, Jerry and Bernice. On the years that I've known you, I certainly appreciate the support for the community and for the veterans. And you know how I feel about the veterans, and certainly on behalf of the Board of County Commissioners, sincerely, with all gratitude from the bottom of my heart, we say thank you to all of you, to both of you for the service and for your commitment and dedication, because we stand strong as a nation because of the services that Jerry and you all have provided to this nation. So thank you.
Commissioners, I'd like you, y'all come up and present this to our citizens. Come on up front. If you don't mind over there.
I feel like a midget. I want to stand here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congrats. Years ago, I had played town ball when I was a center. I had to play against that guy and his brother. I got spanked.
The next person I want to call up is William P. Phillips, better known as Bill. I know this is a great surprise for Bill. Bill, when I became a veteran service officer, okay, they were still in the works of getting Fort Wooten back. So he was there on Fort Wooten. He also worked with Isaac Walden. He's with the American Legion. He's with Mount Carmel. Basically, he's like with everything. So Bill, again, I know you're a person who doesn't like to, you know, get out in front of people and receive stuff, but I'm telling you, this is an opportunity from the bottom of my heart. I know you do a lot, but people don't see what you do behind the door, and it takes a lot. And I personally want to thank you for everything that you do, you know, even with Fort Wooten, you're part of that. So again, you have done a lot of things in this community that no one even knows and can't express it enough. So I want to thank you for the everything you do.
So Mr. Phillips, thank you so much for your vision, for your perspective, and the commitment that you have given, not only the physical facilities that you have next door, but certainly the outreach that you do. And one of the things I know about you is accountability, keeping not only yourself, but all of us accountable, and we appreciate that. So on behalf of the Board of County Commissioners, we salute you, sir, and thank you for your service. Thank you for all you do for the veteran community and for those that are active here in Los Angeles County. A job well done, and certainly whenever I get an opportunity to travel throughout the state, and from time to time, there's a little bit of an opportunity to mention Los Angeles County, and you all are just a gem and a cornerstone for all of us. You make us proud, sir. So thank you, congratulations, and from the bottom of my heart, in our heart, the Board of County Commissioners, we say thank you. Thank you, sir.
It's been my honor. And whatever I do, I can't do it without the support of the other vets that's here, without Ray, without you, without the city council, without the community, and the county of Los Angeles and Trinidad. They've all been very generous in their support of veterans. I think the day that I got up and talked in front of the county commissioners 5 years ago, one of the things I mentioned is when my father died, was a World War II vet, he spent his last couple of years supporting veterans. And I could never understand why until he passed. And then I picked up that baton and decided to help the vets here. So I appreciate your support.
Well, just so you know, I asked Ray, I said, why don't we, they don't know why they're coming. And he said, no. I said, let's tell Bill that the county's going to take Fort Wooten back. We'll get his blood pressure up a little bit, and then we'll slam him with the award.
And thanks again for giving it back to us, because we really appreciate it, and it's a great facility, and it's a great community in Cummings.
It is.
Thank you.
Jerry, when you come up here, let's take one all together. And do you have another veteran?
Yes, he's. I'm getting a text. He's on his way up right now.
So we'll wait to take one as a group when he gets
here. Mr. Martinez? Are you downstairs? Oh, okay. Let me come down to the chambers.
No, the chambers. While we're waiting, Commissioner Felix Lopez, if you want to talk a little bit about Operation Green Light, why before, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. One of the National Association of Counties held the annual meeting in, and I'm going to get this wrong, was this in May or June?
July.
In July. So one of the, as a board member to the, on the representative of Colorado, we came up with an idea, and we have a colonel that serves on the board of the National Association of Counties. It's to honor veterans nationwide on November 11th, is to display a green light outside of your house. So a resolution was introduced when you had all 50 states pretty much represented. The resolution was introduced to honor veterans nationwide. And by displaying a light green ball, which is a very simple, very small, minute investment, but we as a national association took a vote, and I can tell you when the resolution was introduced, it was supported unanimously. All 50 states saying yes, we are a nation of veterans. We are a nation that stands behind every service member, men and women that has served. Certainly, it was emotional. The historical perspective, Bill, I really appreciate your words and your emotion, because the colonel that presented this resolution to us could not finish the resolution because what it meant to him, to his family, to him, and to this nation. So Mr. Odom is now promoting this on behalf of Los Angeles County to have Operation Green Light here in Los Angeles County. So on the week of November 11th, if you don't have a green light bulb, we can actually, all as a community, and you have done a couple of marketing and promotional releases. Certainly, we are behind it 100%. I can tell you it is an honor to have cast the vote at the national level on behalf of Colorado that we are going to be honoring our veterans. And so certainly our nation says thank you, but our nation on that particular week will be saying thank you, because it is the strength of all of you that has kept the freedoms from border to border on this nation abreast. Great.
Right. So again, for all of you out there listening, and you know veterans, please go and spend that $4 or $5, get a green light bulb, put it on the outside of your house. Businesses that are out there, put that green light bulb out, because the county courthouse will be able to bring
it. This evening, like Kenny said, he's going to put it up today.
Will do. There we go. We lead the way. So the next person that I want to call up is Mr. Joseph L. Martinez. And Mr. Martinez, I know you had no idea what you was coming in for. So Mr. Martinez is one of our older veterans, Korean War vets. Mr. Martinez is out there every time we're giving that food out up there, helping the COG. He's out there giving out the food. He's been on several building details, and also the ceremony when we go out and present the colors at different schools. We did it for the college, we did it out in Branson, we did it at Homey. So there's, I just want to thank you. This is an opportunity, as I said before, to thank you for everything that you do and all the volunteering that you have done in our community. And also, just so you know, Mr. Martinez has done something. He bought a trailer with his own money so the American Legion can have flags flown all the way around that trailer. And thanks to Mr. Martinez for doing that. And I mean, and it's not just what he gives, it's what he brings. He might not be able to lift boxes all day, but he's always there. Every time we've asked him to be there, he's been there. So Mr. Martinez, with that being said, thank you for your service. Thank you for all of the volunteering, and we appreciate everything you've done. You want to say anything, Mr. Martinez?
Thank you very much. I had my mind on a mill. when they told me dying, I thought, when he told me nine, I thought he had said dying. And I said, well, maybe we're going to go to lunch or something. So
he's going to take
I was waiting
after.
For him to call me and let me know what time I was supposed to be there for lunch. But anyway, I'm here. I'm so sorry about the mix-up. But I want to thank everybody so much for this. Thank you.
Señor Martínez, muchísimas gracias. Muchísimas gracias. Desde el corazón de todos nosotros, muchas gracias por su servicio. Usted ha sido un amigo y un mentor, y se lo agradezco muchísimo.
Muchas gracias.
Chairman, if I may, can you hear me?
Yes.
And I apologize for not being there with you all today. Due to a little cold, I guess, that I have. But I'd like to let everyone there know about Mr. Martinez, that he is also an acclaimed songwriter, musician, and vocalist as well, and his music is beautiful. So he contributes in so many ways to this community, including through his beautiful music and songs that he's recorded over the years. And to Mr. and Mrs. Renner, I've known you most of my life, and I thank you for your services for this community and for our country. And Mr. Phillips, for the last 20 years or so since you've been here, thank you as well. And thank you. And I apologize again for not being there, but God bless you all. Thank you so much.
I was going to say ditto what he said.
He didn't get there.
Congrats. Thank you. Please come up here. Go. Oh, please. Yeah.
Everybody in there.
I'll stand in the back.
Really?
You should be in the front. No one can see. They need full view.
I don't see nobody.
We lost the owl. I can't see anything. Can you hear me?
Same for me, Luis. I saw Phil for a second there and then it's gone.
Let me text him.
Same for the treasurer's office.
I texted him.
My business.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're back connected now.
Okay. We don't have any unfinished business, so now we're going to go to new business. 7A, consideration of resolution 22-030, Operation Green Light for Veterans. Mr. Barranca.
We should be for your consideration as resolution 22-0.
Yes, pardon me, I have an oversight here. Commissioners, I apologize. Under public comment, we got so excited here. Let me go back to public comment, and we have Mr. Tom Murphy that also had signed up for public comment. My apologies, there, Tom.
Good morning, commissioners and staff.
Good morning.
40 years ago, this is impossible. This last time I checked, I'm pretty sure I'm more than 39. But 40 years ago, I set out my junior year in college and I stayed in Trinidad to help my parents in business. It's the first time I ever listened to an election on KCRT. I became more involved in politics here when we bought the paper in 2002, which is 20 years ago. And now with the television that I do, became even more involved. I have a little bit of a concern because things nationally are at a boiling level with politics, and even at the state and at the local level, I was experiencing hostility. And I don't want to be the guy that comes here and say, I told you so, but I would encourage you. I've been here a number of times, and I'm going to live stream the election in a week from now. In the times that I've been here, security's kind of like, but I would encourage you guys this year in particular to maybe add another layer or two. It would take one disgruntled person to really disrupt things. And I've already experienced it here a couple weeks ago. And I can see how with one disgruntled person that could totally upset our election. So just my thought and my concern. And I hope you guys will. I'm going to speak to the sheriff and the PD. And I would say, guys, just be on alert. This one crazy person is all it takes. So that's my thought. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Tom. Really appreciate your comments, and those are well taken, and certainly we'll follow through with those.
And I'm not 39.
I kind of thought you and I kind of go back to a couple of years ago, too. So yeah. Thank you. Again, my sincere apologies for overlooking that public comment. Let's go now to new business.
Commission, before you for consideration. Resolution 22-030, Operation Green Light for Veterans.
Yes. Would you please read that resolution, Mr. Brown?
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, supporting Operation Green Light for Veterans, Resolution number 22-030. Whereas residents of Los Angeles County have great respect, admiration, and the utmost gratitude for all of the men and women who have selflessly served our country in this community and the armed forces, whereas the contributions and sacrifices of men and women who served in the armed forces have been vital in maintaining the freedoms and way of life enjoyed by our citizens, whereas Los Angeles County seeks to honor these individuals who have paid the high price for freedom by placing themselves in harm's way for the good of all, whereas veterans continue to serve our community in the American Legion, veteran foreign wars, religious groups, civil service, and by functioning as county veteran service officers in 29 states to help fellow former service members access more than $52 billion in federal health, disability, and compensation benefits each year. Whereas approximately 200,000 service members transition to civilian communities annually, whereas an estimated 20% increase of service members will transition to civilian life in the near future. Whereas studies indicate that 44% to 72% of service members experience higher levels of stress during the transition from military to civilian life, whereas active military service members transition from military service at a high risk for suicide during their first year after military service, whereas Los Angeles County's Board of County Commissioners encourages all counties, parishes, cities, towns, and boroughs throughout our country to recognize Operation Greenlight for veterans, and whereas Los Angeles County appreciates the sacrifices of our United States military personnel and believes that specific recognition should be granted. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commission, Los Angeles County, Colorado, that one, the designation as a green light for Veterans County, Los Angeles County hereby declares from the date this resolution is adopted, the Veterans Day, November 11, 2022, is the time to salute and honor the service sacrifice for our men and women in uniform transition from active service, and two, that in observance of Operation Greenlight, Los Angeles County encourages its citizens and patriotic tradition to recognize the importance of honoring all those who made immeasurable sacrifices to preserve freedom by displaying a green light in a window of their place of business or residence. On a motion made in second and affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted this first day of November 2022, Board of the Board of County Commissioners, Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature ones.
Thank you, Mr. Dorn, County Commissioners. Any discussion, any questions? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion.
Move for approval of Resolution 22-030, Operation Greenlight for Veterans.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you. Consideration of letter of agreement with Denver Air Route Traffic Control Center, Mr. Veronica.
Commissioner, before you for your consideration is a letter of agreement with Denver Air Route Traffic Control Center and our Perry Stokes Airport. In essence, what the Denver Air Route Traffic Control Center is wanting is for our airport manager to contact them at any time we are in the process of issuing a NOTAM out there at the airport, whether we close the runways for snow removal or some other incident that would cause us to issue a NOTAM. They prefer that we send that information to them prior to actually going or calling. I think it's Albuquerque's where we actually call for the NOTAM that goes nationwide, called Denver Air first, so that there isn't a drop in communication. Apparently that's what has happened at another airport or two in the past. They issued a NOTAM and then Denver Air doesn't find out about it, and the pilots didn't contact Denver Air. They're not aware of the NOTAM may be issued for a certain airport, so they want to reverse the process. And we spoke with our airport manager, Sam Avila, and he said he had no issue reversing the typical way that he contacts both Albuquerque for the NOTAM and Denver Air. So I'd ask the board to approve this agreement.
One question, Mr. Jordan Camp. I know that's an acronym, but for those listeners and for the public, what is the federal NOTAM system? Notification?
Yeah, it is. Let me see if I can find that. Notification process for surface area notices to air missions.
Thank you, sir. And we do have the capacity, as reading the entire agreement here, we do have the capacity to report on each one of these, from fire to wind to depth of snow and so on.
That's correct. Anytime a notice will be issued.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Commissioners, any other questions, discussion? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the letter of agreement with Denver Air Route Traffic Control Center.
Second the motion.
Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Consideration of Trinidad Ambulance District RETAC Fiscal Year 2022-2023 Grant Application. Mr. Bernkamp.
Commissioners, I think I would prefer to refer to Assistant Chief.
Deputy Chief.
Mr. DeRay?
DeTray,
excuse me.
Please. Good morning, Mr.
Good morning, commissioners and staff. David Trey with Trinidad Ambulance District. We're coming to you with the grant application. Southern Colorado RETAC, each county gets $15,000 per year for the use of EMS training and equipment and EMS needs. For the past 2 years, this year included, we have gotten, or we have received $20,000, so an additional $5,000. This year, this covers all of Los Angeles County, not just Trinidad Ambulance District. So this does include Kim volunteer ambulance as well. So that covers their medical direction as well as our medical direction, as well as the additional $5,000 this year was offered. And Nikki Shannon and Kim are going to use those funds for things that they need on their end. So we try to work closely together with that. So we're asking for a signature for the grant approval. The application is ready to be submitted. And this is an annual thing. And we've been doing this for as long as I can remember as far as these funds that they use for our medical direction. So, any questions?
Thank you, sir.
Chairman.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Commissioner Logan.
Chairman, I have a couple questions, and thank you, Deputy Chief. You'll always be chief to me, especially since the spring fire. I don't know if you guys know, Deputy Chief was fire chief of La Vida Fire during the Spring Creek Fire and did an excellent job back then, as he always has done in his career. So question I have, Chief, on item 9, I don't know if you have the application in front of you. There's an amount of contribution that is not required, but listed $15,000. Is that a match that RETAC is matching that, or should that be zero?
The contribution, so there is a zero match. So there's zero, so that we can, I believe we'll address that, but that will be zero because there's no contribution from us for that.
So you'll amend that. I just want to make sure when you submit this that you're not putting RETAC on the hook for that amount. And then on number 13, it asks about different questions, agency, budget, the red or the black, billing for services, how do you obtain or disperse funds? And then your answer, it basically says what you're using it for. In your recommendation or your opinion, do you need to include that information with this grant, or is this something that you've done in the past and they didn't need that requirements that we're asking for?
This has been the same, pretty much the same application for years past. So that's when I took that over. That's just the way that I did that as it was done in the past, Commissioner.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have, Chairman.
I was going to have that same question about the contribution, but I want to say to you too, thank you for your cooperation with the Kim District. That's huge on your part.
And I think, you know, as a point of a footnote, my notes, you know, the current economy has created dramatic increases in fuel. I think it's really pertinent, and I would imagine that language, at least that sentence of the grant, would be adjusted because of what we're going through in this particular 2022. Anybody, any other questions? Okay. I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the, let me find it here, the RETAC grant application.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
I'm sorry, commissioners. It sounds like what was discussed was that number 9 is going to be edited to say 0. So I believe it would be appropriate to motion to approve it upon that change.
Thank you, counsel. I appreciate that.
I will amend my motion, Chairman, to approve the RETAC application with said change of 0 amount match.
I would second that motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Leeselph?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes, and thank you, Deputy Chief.
Thank you very much. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Have a great day. Okay, 7D, consideration of OBCC number 7004 to DoubleTree LLC for $42.92. And we have an attachment, pretty much a standard OBCC. Do we have any discussion? Any questions?
Move for approval of OBCC number 7004 to DoubleTree LLC, $42.92.
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Section 8, financial matters, consideration of bills and payroll for the second half of October 2022. Finance Director Coburn.
Is the Census Bureau first? Was that taken out?
I'm sorry?
The Census Bureau, the one that, U.S. That? Census Bureau?
That's been removed.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just want to make sure you didn't move into it.
I think I agree with you.
That wasn't you don't pay attention.
No, that's
okay.
That's what happens. We're human.
Okay.
Well, it was in the
package. Yeah. Payroll as of October 31st is $184,823.49. Any questions on payroll?
None, ma'am.
Bills paid on October 19th, $77,918.18. Within this packet, we paid $20,751 for hail damage. And we did split that up because DHS will pay theirs, but when the revenue came in, we're going to split that up with them as well. We're going to bridge that one.
And on that, was CTSI not, was the insurance?
Thank you. That's okay. Just when the revenue from that reimbursement from
very
the insurance.
Good. Very good.
And the deductible was $500 per department. So it's $1,500 deductible.
Okay.
For all the, and there were so many vehicles.
Okay.
What is MC Cannabis International?
Those that's our Oregon Bridge.
Yeah, those are cards for our international. Cannabis is the international leader.
Okay.
Let's see, a fuel purchase on October 26th for $33,024.30. Bills paid on October 26th, $425,094.71. Within that packet, we have the jail air unit, $148,964.40, and that's the grant that Derek just applied, and that's 100% grant, and we should get funding back for that, for the air unit that they're doing out there. And then we paid a third down for our wall of $75,000, and that's it's in that packet.
So on these, Armstrong Consultants.
That's our, that's the design.
That's the design for the, okay.
That's our design right now that we're actually working on. So that's 90% reimbursement from FAA and 5% reimbursement from CDOT. And then our portion is 5% as well.
Okay.
So we'll get that back. And I just submitted that as well.
And we have one under 3893. That's your commodity code. To Murphy Company 1968, and it just says regular. When I go to the description,
let's go look at that. Murphy just did something for the jail, I thought it was, because Kenny just gave us that bill. I thought,
okay,
let's see what Murphy
on the description of that particular invoice.
It says fire.
Welding shop heater, is that the one we're looking at?
No, it's one for 1968.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so it says on here welding shop heater repair.
Okay.
That's what it says, and that was Roden Bridge.
All right.
For the 1968,
mm-hmm.
That was welding shop heater repair.
Okay.
See, because I know Murphy is like what, heating air repair?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Very good.
Anything else?
No, I don't have any other questions. Commissioner Lopez, Commissioner has any questions?
No questions.
Okay. I will entertain a motion at this time.
Move for approval of bills and payroll for the second half of October 2022.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hans?
Yes.
Commissioner Pius?
Yes. Section 9, executive session. The board will meet in executive session under CRS 246424A. The purchase, acquisition, lease, transfer, or sale of any real, personal, or other property. A, ground lease. CRS 246424B. Conferring with the county attorney for purposes of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions. LA 417. CRS 246424E. Determining position relative to matters that it may be subject to negotiations, developing strategy for negotiations, and instructing negotiators. A UNWA proposal. I will entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
And second, we're going to take a 10-minute recess.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Yes.
And you'll be contacting me on telephone, Mr. Dornkamp?
Yes, sir, I will.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. See you. We'll talk to you shortly.